The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody, except Linda's not here today, and I have with me Ken Murray. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Carl.
Well, we have to...
Well, normally the co-host is on three, and, so that you two can make eye contact. He was on four, so now you're good.
Now we're good.
Oh,
we're
you invited me in and turned off the mic.
No, that's my producer. That's my man. That's my man. He protects me. He'll turn down people that are talking over me and all this whole thing. He does all that. Hey, it's 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on the last day of August, the 31st, 605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. What's it look like today, Bad Bomb?
Well, only in Reading is 90 degrees considered a cooling trend. That is exactly what we've got. Sunny skies, overnight lows will be in the 60s, so we're getting back into some decent sleeping weather. It's going to stay right around that. In fact, cooling off a little bit as we head later into the week. No rain in the immediate forecast. Of course, that means no thunderstorms either. We will be moving back up probably about a week or more out, back towards the triple digits, but it looks like the worst part of the summer has passed us. We are currently at about 63 degrees, and this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Well, it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. You won't be sorry. Hey, I'm here with Ken Murray because, and we have, you know, we have each other as guests here today. So, but there's so many things to talk about. So many things. And we're going to take turns picking something to talk about.
Okay.
I want to start, only because I was here first. I want to talk about Colin Kaepernick again.
Okay.
Okay, for 3 days, this is the third day on it. The first day, we talked about how he has the absolute right not to stand up. That's true. But then it's kind of a slap in the face of those Americans that have defended the flag, those who have gone out. But see, it really doesn't impact on him because he's not of the culture that would support and defend the country. He is more into that. You know, I guess we get into the culture where, you know, kind of what's in it for me. He was a young man that was, I think, abandoned by his parents and was adopted by his adopted parents, who are white. He is a biracial young man and has been, and in 2012 was a huge success based on teamwork, based on the fact that the team came together and accomplished getting into the Super Bowl.
Yep.
The next year,
but he threw three missed passes to Crabtree.
Right, but they got there. And for a young man that took over from Smith at the beginning of the year, who was doing a great job, and then they had this happen. But it was based on the teamwork concept there. And then the next year, the defenses were getting ready for him. I think the coach had left, the quarterback coach had left, and they traded away most of his line. At that point is where a man can step up and be the leader. You know, Joe Montana had years where he didn't have the offensive line and he didn't have everything going there, but Montana was a winner and kept going through there. And has other great quarterbacks. Well, he started coming apart and then has gone downhill physically since then. So yesterday people were saying, well, you know, this country has problems and blah, 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 and he has a right to it. Why would you stand up for it in this, racism and oppressive government for people of color, and that goes on. And I thought about that for a while, and I thought, yes, that goes on. But see, when people pick out and they cherry pick things like this, they don't put out all of the story. So he also really slammed the police heavy, more training for a cosmetologist than it is for a police officer. This, the Alameda Sheriff's Department said, come on down here for 6 months. We'll show you. Or let us put you through the simulator. And the simulator is where you're armed and they put you through a scenario. What would you do? I think it's one of the best things that people need to do that think it's easy going out there and make the decision whether to shoot or not. I've been through that simulator several times. Plus, I've done it several times for real. And it really opens your eyes. When you're in a combat zone, it's a lot different. I mean, you know, rules of engagement are a little bit different. There, you've got to be watching all the time. And it is a split second. But I think the last thing I want to talk about, and I'll turn it over to you, is that when people talk about that, they seem to forget we have a black president. We have black Supreme Court justices, Hispanic Supreme Court justices, and women. We have media stars of all races. We have politicians of all races. We have millionaires of all races. We have, I mean, it goes on and on and on that this country has provided. We have killed, we have negated polio, smallpox, all these other things. We put men on the moon. We are the internet. We are all of these things in this great country. And if people are that oppressed, why are so many people coming to this country? Because this is a great country. And to stand up and say, I'm going to say this country with the paintbrush that Kaepernick did, is oppressive and racist, is just wrong. Okay.
You're really on a rant this morning, aren't you?
I'm not on a rant. I was just thinking about it, and I think he's a young man that's got feelings and all this, but I think he needs to think beyond the end of his own nose and his $12 million he makes a year, because he's there because of the dint of his labors, but also because of a team that's around him.
All right, let's think about two things.
Okay.
Number one, if he was really concerned about injustice, then why didn't he turn in his paycheck and offer it back to management because there's not parity in pay between women athletes and men athletes? Or, I happen to think that Jerry Rice took the right attitude, and it was, I support his right to protest, but there are better ways to do it than disrespecting the flag and the anthem of the United States of America. And there are better ways to do it. I mean, there have been a lot of protests from Smith and the Mexico Olympics to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and, you know, his activism when he was a top basketball player. There are better ways than disrespecting the anthem and the flag of the United States. That's what I think. I think he made a poor decision, and it's the kind of decision that immature people make.
Yeah, and the thing is, he'd been talking about it, and should he be involved in this? Absolutely. Just like you know. But to say that, you know, that people are being murdered by police with no repercussions. Which ones are these? I'm not sure which when
I didn't hear him name anybody.
I haven't heard. Well, no, but that's what I mean. I'm not sure where these guys are. I mean, the ones that are the famous ones, like, you know, my hands are up, were found to be that the guy was coming after the cop and was shot, and others are all police outstanding and just, you know, the people that are just absolutely, you know, without fault. Absolutely not, because they're people, and there's some out there that are bad.
Well, we're either a nation of laws or we're not.
Yeah, but that's the bottom line.
That is the bottom line, and unfortunately, even our political elected leaders have forgotten we're a nation of laws. That our law structure, our national structure, is more important than their individual goals. And they seem to have forgotten that from the president on down.
Well, I agree. Hey, we're going to have to take it. You know, and just going back on that one, when people can write executive orders and tell the law enforcement agencies don't enforce the laws, there's something wrong there. I mean, you know, you can say, well, he was just, you know, these poor people were being, you know, harassed. No, I mean, they're here illegally. The Border Patrol is, and ICE is paid to do a certain job, and that's to arrest and deport people that are here illegally. And for him to say, no, You know, you've got to, you know, if people been here and they get into the DREAM Act, talk to policemen out there. Talk, you know, I talk to my son all the time, a U.S. Marshal, and his team is the one that goes after the real felony warrants that, you know, that they're looking for. And when they scoop up people and all this, that and you know, if, and the first thing someone will say on not on, on these cases but other cases when the police are there are, oh no, I'm a dreamer. Mm-hmm. And then you, well, what school did you go to? I don't remember. Can you remember what year it was? No, I don't. They claim they're dreamers though, and they claim they're dreamers. That, you know, the local authorities. They cut them loose, kick them loose, unless there's hard paper on them for like a hard felony, not just a minor felony. It's got to be a hard felony, like murder, or attempted murder, rape, something like that. So when they pull them in, when they're calling ICE on this. Anyway, hey, when I left the house, Linda was enjoying her Sleep Number bed.
She and Snooki were still ensconced.
I have a question about your Sleep Number bed.
It is absolutely the best.
Okay, bed wait a minute. Let me ask my question. You have a Sleep Number bed, and
my Sleep Number setting is 60.
What's Linda's?
Her Sleep Number setting is 40.
So
it's a dual.
Okay, but if her Sleep Number is 40 and yours is 60,
right?
Well, then she's lower in the bed than you are, which would cause a depression that would cause you to roll toward her.
No, see, that's not true, though, because the way it's made is the differences in it, it comes down in such a way as that, no, there's not a depression. It's big enough so you don't. We can cuddle in the middle.
Well designed.
It's well designed.
Aren't you on the edge of a cliff?
No, never. We cuddle up against each other. We never feel like we're rolling downhill or anything. This bed is the best bed we've ever slept in. And you can get a bed like this.
I can?
You can. During the Labor Day sale, when you can save up to 50%. It's the biggest sale of the year on Labor Day. All beds are on sale, and you can save 50%. On the Labor Day limited edition bed. And if you add the Sleep IQ technology to it, that'll tell you, don't drink those massive amounts of diet drinks before you go to bed. It'll keep you awake or get off the computer.
Well, wait a minute. I save 50%? 50% of what? How much are they?
Well, it depends on which bed you want.
I want a king size.
Well, you can go down and ask him. I don't know what the prices are. I can't tell you what the prices are.
You're pitching him and you don't know what they cost?
Well, I know what some of them cost, but I don't know what the ones you got. You know, I'd be like saying, how much does a house cost?
How much is a car?
You know, how much is a car? You know, what if you want all the bells and whistles on it? See, I can't tell you, but I can tell you it's made in America. It's rated number one by Consumer Reports, and they are totally the greatest bed to sleep in. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center, Ken. Go in and talk to Brian and Janice. Lay on that bed. I guarantee you, they will sell you a bed. And right now, at 50% off, it's a great deal. We'll be right back. Ken Murray and me.
Stay tuned.
Anything more relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio? Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Redding Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
Rain, wind, and cold will arrive sooner than you think. Now through October 2nd, use online coupons and save up to $300 when you purchase a new Quadrifier wood, gas, or pellet stove, insert, or fireplace during Guidance kickoff the winter season sale with steep discounts on floor models. And Guidance will haul off your old stove for free. Nobody knows more about wood, gas, pellet stoves, fireplaces, and inserts than Guidance Pool and Stove Center and Quadrifier. Buy the best and enjoy big savings. Your family will enjoy cozy winters and energy efficiency for years to come. See us today at Guidance Pool and Stove Center, 2305 Larkspur Lane, Reading. Remember, it's not too early to save.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Fans of Led Zeppelin, Hendrix, and the Stones know the songs of bluesman Willie Dixon. This fall, Big Head, Todd, and the Monsters join forces with three second-generation blues stars, Mutt Morganfield, Billy Branch, and Ronnie Baker Brooks, to pay tribute to Willie Dixon on the Cascade Theater stage. The Big Head Blues Club comes to the Cascade Theater Thursday, September 22nd. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Worthy Cause. Bob Irvine, executive director of a nonprofit dedicated to providing job and housing support to adults with disabilities, attended a Tri-Counties Bank seminar looking for ways to run his organization more efficiently. Inspired by the nonprofit's worthy mission, Tri-Counties Bank branch manager Travis Barker and his business banking team put their hearts into finding a solution. The dedicated experts on the Tri-Counties Bank team identified missed financial opportunities and presented Bob with a financing restructuring deal that helped the nonprofit save thousands of dollars a month. Now that's service with heart. Business lending, cash management, heartfelt solutions. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
It is hump day, and we almost forgot that this morning. Good morning, everybody. It is 23 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on the 31st of August.
In my defense, I'm trying to cut back on my caffeine intake, so the camel was a little sleepy this morning.
Hey, this weekend, you have races at Shasta Speedway, and I've got tickets to them plus a dinner. You get dinner for four at Janine's Happy Diner on Happy Valley Road in Anderson, California, plus free passes for four to the races for September 3rd only. It's an $80 per family night pack. I have them right here in my hand, and I'm going to give them to the first person that calls 530-605-4567, and then I will give them away. Did I get somebody, or is this something else? Oh, this is a caller coming in. All right, dinner for four. Now, Speedway, they're going to have Cops and Robbers Night at Shasta Speedway, and it's family night there. Like I said, you can get a dinner for four and four tickets for the races for September 3rd. Gates open at 5 p.m., National Anthem at 6:25, and we would like you to stand up during it. And racing begins at 6:30. So if you want tickets and a dinner to Shasta Speedway, and you can have the dinner anytime you want it, but passes for this weekend. Give us a call, 605-4567.
Shasta Speedway used to be a lot more fun.
Oh, you know what? They're bringing it back.
No, it was more fun before they paved it.
Oh, when it was dirt?
When it was dirt. Oh. I mean, it was great. You go out there, and you get filthy dirty and come up and take a shower and go to bed. It was wonderful.
You can still do that. I mean, you don't have to do it right on the Speedway, but you could probably roll around out in the dirt out there. Let's go to the phones here. Billy Bob, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Carl. Thanks for taking my call. I got a question for Ken, if possible. Hey, it's great to hear you back on the radio, Ken. I've missed you ever since you left. But my question is, can you answer a real fundamental question about the Stillwater Industrial Park? I don't know if you were on the council at the time that decision was made, but the notion that the city of Reading can spend over $35 million, that they're paying over $750,000 a year to make those bond payments. And again, it's sitting there doing nothing. As a realtor and with your expertise and knowledge of the area, I was wondering if you can just, let me know exactly how all that boondoggle happened and how, what the solution is going to be. Okay, I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. Billy Bob.
Well, let's go back in history. Mountain Lakes Industrial Park out north of town on Caterpillar Road was the first industrial park built in town. And it was the result of business leaders in town coming together and putting the thing together. And it was successful. I mean, not wildly successful, but successful. I mean, if you go out there today, you'll see lots of buildings, lots of jobs, lots of stuff. The Stillwater Industrial Park was the idea of Pat Kite. In fact, he campaigned on it in, I think, 2000, which was after I had left the council. When I got and they forged forward with it. The council voted to do that.
And when was that? What year was that?
I think it was about 2000, somewhere around there.
Okay.
And I was on the council from 94 to 98 and 2004 to 2008.
Mm-hmm.
The votes I took, the only participation I had in the Stillwater Business Park was I voted for the some of the bond financing on it. It had already started by the time I got to the council. I voted for to continue it. Everyone that runs for council, and I've been listening to people come on your show, Carl, and talk about what are they going to do, and one of the typical questions is, what are you going to do about jobs in this town? And everybody is going to solve the jobs problem. But the truth is, nobody ever solves the jobs problem. I mean, I've heard that from every candidate in the almost 50 years I've lived in this town as an adult. And, I'm not sure jobs are a function of a politician. It's a great thing to talk about. I mean, you can do some things. You can lower barriers.
But, and I think that's what politicians need to do is lower those barriers.
Well, that's fine, but that doesn't guarantee a job.
No, it doesn't.
And
no.
And yet candidates run on, I'm going to get jobs. And so at the time, in 2000, when the Stillwater Park was an issue, and leading up to that election of, I think it was 1998, that Pat Kite ran on, and that was part of his platform to create jobs, shovel-ready mm-hmm. jobs. It was a big thing in California. Shovel-ready is where it's at. Businesses do not want to sit around and wait 2 years for entitlements. They want to make a move and move in right now or start constructing their building right now. So I'm not sure. I think the motives were right. I think the philosophy was right. I think it didn't work yet. I think it may work someday. We already have it, and we're going to have to, just keep trying whatever we can try to make jobs go out there. But that's how it happened.
Okay. But the thing comes back to, it's been years now. We've spent tens of millions of dollars on it. There's a strawberry farm that came from another part of Reading
mm-hmm.
that's there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of the thing when you start talking shovel ready and all this is, I understand what you're saying. It is not up to business to make jobs. I mean, not business, but politicians and cities. But what they can do is make an atmosphere where it's a lot easier, where the permitting process goes in and you're in and out of it instead of a year, a month. I mean, you can do that. There's other places that do that. I don't know why Reading can't do that.
Well, that.
I mean, you were on the thing for years.
Wait a minute. That's been going on for years.
But that doesn't mean it's right.
It doesn't. But it has changed. Okay. Again, Politicians come in, they're going to fix the planning counter, right? I mean, I've been hearing this for 30 years, and there have been a number of investigations, blue ribbon panels, trips to Sunnyvale, you name it, to find out how other cities do it, and there have been a number of changes in the planning staff at the city of Reading. A lot of people have tried to fix all of those things, and some of the complaints that existed in yesteryear don't exist anymore. And a lot of the complaints you hear today are anecdotal that nobody wants to sign their name to.
Oh, no. A lot of the ones I hear today are from people that look me directly in the eye and say, this is what's going on. I have been trying to get a permit since last February. It is now, what, August or September? He still doesn't have it. And he's not the only one. And these are major projects.
I want to see the guy in the planning department in front of me naming names about who the crooks are that are stopping
Nobody
them.
Said it was a crook.
I am
crooks.
Nobody
says it was crooks.
Doesn't matter.
It's not crooks. Nobody said it was crooks. It's just, it's the way it's done. It's a
but
bureaucracy.
But they're all crooked over there. Has been a historical complaint. Well, I can't complain because my business is at stake. If I complain, they'll blackball me. I have heard that so many times, I want to throw up.
Why can't it be true?
Because nobody has, you know, anything can be fixed if somebody's got the guts to come forward and show evidence.
Right.
Anything can be.
So you're saying there's no problems down there?
I'm not saying there's no problems down there, but I am saying that in general, the problems that are described are either personality issues or whatever else. I'm not saying that there are not problems getting a permit. Generally, the problems getting a permit that I've looked into over the years have to do with the permit applicant didn't do something the way they should have done it. For example, guy goes in to build a metal building on his property. This was a few years ago.
We have to take a break here quick. Right. Is this going
to
take a
long? No. He goes in to build a metal building. Okay. He gets in a plan check, and he can't get it out of plan check. And the reason he can't get it out of plan check, come to find out, was the manufacturer of the metal building gave him the plans for a different metal building than he applied for. Now, is that the city's fault?
That's not the city's fault. But what about
The city even know? They didn't even know.
But what about the city that gets plans handed to them by an international company that builds these all over, including in the state of California, everywhere, without a problem, given the same set of plans, and they will not process it? Oh, no, I don't agree with this, because you've got two engineers down there, state engineers. Instead of checking plans, they get into it to thinking about how they should do it. Now, why is Reading the only city?
Show me the proof.
Show me that it's not happening. You think that Clinton has done anything wrong? There's all this smoke. Do you think there's any fire down there?
I think she's been wrong from birth.
There you go. So you don't think there's any fire in the city permitting?
Do I think there's any fire in the city permitting? You can't prove a negative, Carl, so don't ask me to prove a negative.
Okay, and see, I can't give names on the air because people tell me and ask me not to, but I can tell you off air, and we got to take a break, and we're going to be right back. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his crew of...
Are we having any fun yet?
I am. Professional NRA instructors provides the most... You know what? And it's, of course you would protect it because you're the one that helped build this. Anyway, most complete CCW training in Northern California. Hey, you know what? They're all card-carrying NRA instructors. Ted does this for a living. It's the best CCW training you're going to get. I can just say that. It's the best you're going to get. And he can go to readingccw.com and sign up for classes or give him a call at 530-999-1822. Cowboy Ken's on the line, and we're waiting to talk to him as soon as we get back.
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river. Play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. Bingo. Don't miss our monthly $24,000 bingo blowout, rock and roll bingo, and paper-only sessions, where 12 regular games pay $400. $25 for two books. Additional books are only $5, plus 10 lucky winners will be selected to play the Mystery Treasure Chest game
for a mystery prize.
So grab your friends and play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. Wind River. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com.
Bingo calendar subject to
bingo is better at the river.
On Saturday, September 10th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad Davin here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural. Show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 10th, at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Play me some mountain music, like Grandma and Grandpa.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Ken Murray here this Wednesday morning. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding, California. And guess what? It's the best place to buy jewelry, whether it's estate jewelry or any other kind of jewelry.
I go in there to get my watch fixed.
Oh, they've got the only trained watch repairmen, Ken. That's why.
They're really good.
They are really good. Come in there, fix it, and they're very reasonable in their prices. Plus, their jewelry is just top rated. Under our new owners, Rebecca and Henry, too, that they are extremely customer service friendly. They
I'm not a rich radio station owner. I don't go in and fondle jewelry like you do.
I don't have to. Linda fondles all the jewelry that we need. They have fondled, and she fondles it well. That's right. You just call me Diamond Bracelet. Anyway, but they are a gemologist and a jewelry designer. You can get it all there at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4:30. Okay. Let's go to the phones. Cowboy Ken. Let's talk about what's happening in the Intermountain Fair.
You know what? Let's just do it. We're just having a great time getting everything set up, getting it ready to rock and roll for the 2016 Intermountain Fair.
All right. What's going to happen out there?
We've got all kinds of great things coming up. Of course, opening day, we've got all kinds of grounds acts and entertainment. We've got the livestock showing. Friday, we've got the hay contest, or it's actually the MacArthur Farm Games. The hay squeeze racing, the bale wagon racing.
Wait a minute. I want to know what the hay squeezing race is.
Well, you know, they get a bunch of squeezes out there, hay squeezes, and they've got to pick up so many bales, and there's a couple of rotten ones out there. They can't pick those up, and, you know, it's just racing at its finest farm style.
This is the Shasta County Fair, correct?
No, this is the
This is the Intermountain,
Fair. In MacArthur, buddy.
I know what it is. I go to it every year, but I thought it was the true Shasta County Fair as opposed to the Shasta District Fair.
No, that's down in a different city.
Well, just sit back over there, sip your Coke here for a second. Let me get finished with this. Okay.
Wait a minute. I go to the Intermountain. Have you been to the Intermountain Fair?
Yeah. Everybody has. It's up in MacArthur. It's not down here.
You go.
That's right. 76 miles off of I-5 up 299. Can't
straight
miss
up 299.
It.
I go there. I love the Destruction Derby you have.
That's what I said.
It's the best ever.
The Destruction Derby. Oh, you know what? And it's almost completely sold out again.
Hey, what was the other one about? You said, what was your favorite one?
Mine is the hay stealing contest. It's like a hay bucking contest. And that's where you get two trucks. You got 24 bales of hay. You fire up the trucks. The guys have to load the trucks properly, drive them across the arena, and then they have to unload them and stack them properly. And when they're done, it's like they throw their hands up, and you ought to see them when they're done. They are just wiped out.
And they probably have ticks on them.
Okay. Now, Cowboy Ken, now you've got all this. When's it going to start?
It starts tomorrow.
Okay. And what time does it start?
We start tomorrow. Well, actually, we open at high noon tomorrow.
High noon tomorrow on Thursday, the 1st
That's
of
right.
September, and it's going to go for how long?
It runs through Monday. Now, Monday's auction day.
Okay.
That's where they auction off all the animals in the farm barn area, and that's the day that you got to come up and you got to, get a number and bid high and bid to buy.
Bid high and bid to buy. All right. Now, do you have what else do they have going on up there? So you got destruction derbies going on. You got hay bucking and hay stealing and hay squeezing.
They got food.
And food. I bet you have 100 vendors up there.
You know what? We don't have 100, but we got the best of the best, that's for sure.
You do.
So if you want your tri-tip, come on up. Corn dogs, sausage sandwiches. You want the Pennsylvania Dutch funnel cakes, kettle corn. It is all here. You want Chinese food, we got it right here, too, at the fair.
And they're going to have Mongolian barbecue up there, too.
Absolutely.
Gosh, you got it all there, Ken. Okay, so
it's your one-stop restaurant shop for sure.
Does it cost to get in this, or is it just kind of like everybody just comes in for a good time?
Well, no, it does. There is a fee to come in.
All right. But it's minor, right?
It's very minor, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Comparatively speaking to fairs like, the Shasta District Fair.
I have no idea what he was talking about. This is the Intermountain Fair. This is, but you've got to understand, Cowboy Ken, our Ken goes back a long, long way.
I will clarify for you after we're finished with this call, sir.
I've always thought that it was the real county fair, was the Intermountain Fair.
Well,
you know what? This is the real fair because it is the Intermountain Fair.
It is the real fair.
And I've been doing it here at this fair for a number of years, and it is one of the finest fairs that I have ever been at. And I'm sure that when everybody comes up, that they will say the very same thing.
Well, I can't tell you how much we appreciate you calling in there, Cowboy Ken. Wait a minute, Bob, do you have something here to...
The distinction being that the Shasta District Fair is operated under a state of California fair district, so it is a state-sanctioned thing,
right.
Whereas the Intermountain Fair is a true county-centric event, and that is the distinction between the two.
I like it.
That is a distinction.
I'm sorry I was so indistinct, but I knew that.
Okay, so it starts tomorrow at a very, very fair price to get in there. It's got it all that you could possibly imagine. It's going to start tomorrow and go all the way through Monday. Monday is where you bring your money and you buy the goats and pigs and cows and all that stuff that the kids are selling, and you're just going to be there to have a great time. I bet you got quilting and preserves and all those kind of things.
Yeah, no, I just got to say, the Destruction Derby, the only thing left right now is... We have some reserve seating, but it's just bleacher seating right now. But it's going so fast, it's just incredible. So they can call the office at 336-5695 or come on in and get those tickets. And we have the tractor pulls. We've got everything else going for you. So come on down to the 2016 Intermountain Fair.
Thanks a lot there, Cowboy Ken. Good luck, buddy.
All right. Thank you. You have a great day.
You bet. Okay. Hey, we got people here in the chat room said something about that you went to that fair sometime after the Great War and sold your pig. Maybe that's why you were confused.
You know, I've bought a lot of number. I've bought a number of animals at the fair.
From
4-H'ers and FFA.
We have. I tell you what, Kathy Muse. Kathy Muse is the one that you get a phone call. So, you want to buy a pig? Or a goat? You want to buy one of those? Yeah. How much is it going to be? And you just write a check to Kathy. And then you get this. You get a photo of your goat or your pig. You know, mm-hmm. You don't buy a cow. Cows are way too expensive. But we're up to that goat and pig, you know, that goat pig size.
You know, I've done that.
Yeah.
And I've had mainly good experiences. I've had a couple of bad experiences. I had one time.
How do you have a bad experience buying a pig?
No, a sheep. I bought a sheep. I had a client of mine. You know, I've been in real estate forever. I had a guy come into my office saying, "I want you to buy my." He was a good client. "I want you to buy my kid sheep at the fair." And I said, I looked at him and I said, "If your kid wants me to buy his sheep, you can send your kid in to talk to me, not you." And so he goes back out to his pickup, and the kid comes in and says, I'd like you to bid on my sheep at the fair, buy my sheep at the fair." And I said, "Okay." So I go down to the fair, and I start bidding on this sheep, right? Pretty soon, it's up to practically what the grand champion sheep is selling for. Now, this guy's a good client of mine, right? And I can't figure out who's bidding against me, and then the guy sitting next to me points at the other end of the arena, and the kid's father's bidding me up. So I dropped it on him. I mean, I was so mad about that. Another time I bought a steer, and, you know, they finished.
I just want to know, is the sheep cute? Or what?
Another time I bought a steer that, you know, you really buy animals?
I've never.
There are so many places.
You have personal relationships with them.
I don't. It's just that you're here telling stories about buying animals. We got to take a break. It's 14 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by.
Go to the Intermountain Fair and buy animals.
There you go. Budget blinds. You know, if you're looking for something to cover your windows there and it's going to fit your decor and your budget, then go to Budget Blinds. Jerry's the one. He can take you through the whole process of finding just the exact and the right window coverings for you. And if you want him to keep the heat out and the coolness in, he's got those too. Check out budgetblinds.com or give him a call at 226-9027. You're not going to go wrong with Jerry and Budget Blinds. Ken Murray and I will be right back after these messages, I think, if we can get past the animal buying time.
Up on the stage, here I go, playing the star again, there I go, turn the page.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Donsek for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coach Master, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Dandelion. Unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Redding for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Redding. Dandelion.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds Thursday, September 1st, inside Elements at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come join me, Linda Bott, as I get to sing my favorite jazz standards with some of the great North State musicians. My special guest will be Rick Hill on guitar, along with Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Verimonis on drums, and Cleveland Bonet on keyboards. That's Romance on the River Thursday, September 1st from 7 to 9 p.m. Call 247-3377 for reservations today, and we'll see you there.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Ken Murray here today.
Is it my turn yet?
It will be just after I do this commercial. 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 31st, last day of August. Bob has let August get away from us. And it's 63 degrees, going up to 93 today. It's going to be a nice day today. I mean, 93, still don't leave anything in your car that you want to lose. 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that is just absolutely fabulous over there with Espresso Joe's. You can buy any type of coffees or cold drinks there, or brews and food. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in all of Northern California. We really like it there at Tobacco and Brew. Their walk-in humidor is exceptional. Right there, again, better-known business, open 7 days a week, Tobacco and Brew. And by the way, she is providing, Shelly and Joe are providing a cigar roller for the Taste of Cuba that's happening on September 10th, which is going to be just a great event down there for raising funds for the Shasta Library Foundation.
You ever seen a cigar roller?
Oh, yeah.
In cigar country?
I have seen a cigar roller before. I don't know about cigar country.
They use spit. Okay?
Yeah.
Is this guy going to be spitting on the cigars he's rolling?
I'm pretty sure he uses water this next time in this little
they're not
pan
real cigars
he's got.
If they don't.
This guy has been rolling cigars for 50 years. Of
he's
course
probably
he's
been using spit.
You know what? You're probably still looking to see him being rolled on the thighs of a Nicaraguan virgin or something like that, you know?
Well, at least I know good cigars.
No. Okay, it's your turn.
Is it my turn?
You've got 8 minutes.
I was a little unhappy with an editorial I read in the Record Searchlight here a while back. I
can't believe that.
It is hard to believe. But they editorialized about Cal Fire and how underpaid they are and that we needed to treat them more fairly by bringing them up to the average wage. Here's the problem. Cal Fire, I don't dispute the work they do or anything else, but what they're asking for at the state level is to be paid the median wage of fire departments. Okay? Well, that's what fire departments do. That's what unions do. Okay? You ask for the median wage. And then when somebody at some local agency gets a higher wage, it raises the median for all firefighters. You understand the problem? Once you peg the wage of an employee to the median of the state, anytime somebody in the state gets more, the median for everybody goes up. Now, Cal Fire, their problem is, historically, they are the training ground for local firemen. Historically. And yes, they work long hours. Generally, they start off seasonal. And they work long hours for 6 months a year.
But some of them, a lot of them aren't seasonal, though, right? Aren't they permanent employees?
there are more seasonal than permanent employees, and their problem is they're having trouble hanging on to their permanent employees because the permanent employees make less than the fire guys, for example, at the city of Reading or Anderson or Shasta Lake. Okay, but pegging their wage to the median wage just exacerbates a pay problem.
Okay, now
the same thing happens in fire in police departments, by the way. Anytime you peg anything to the median statewide or of selected cities, you're vulnerable to all the other nine cities or ten counties or whatever
it is. And I'm not sure why we hold to that either, because we've got a, you know, and I'm not saying they're not worth it, but we've got a pretty well-paid police department here, wouldn't you say?
Now. Haven't always had.
No, but there's 40, I think there's 30 less policemen or 40 less policemen now than there were like 5 years ago, and yet the budget for the police department is even higher. So where's that money go? That goes to what?
Probably goes
to unfunded liabilities, I would imagine.
Good.
So, but okay, going back to the fire, and the only reason that I am going to make this comment is that I talked to some of the guys from CAL FIRE. Mm-hmm. You know, they come in here, mm-hmm. and you know, the smoke jumpers and the hot shots. You know, these are specially trained groups of guys.
Correct.
And then the other CAL FIRE guys that are out there all the time, they'll be fighting a fire in the front lines of the fire, and here come the other people in that are making almost twice as much as they are, fighting the same fire. And it's they're looking at this as I'm risking my life just as much as they are, if not more, because I'm fighting, you know, constantly out here. I'm making like half of what they're making, and I should be making more. If, you know, I mean, it's just I should be making more money at least to get up to, you know, close to where they're at. Now, I'm not saying as one of the people here wrote that. You've got to, when you're going, you said their wages should be based on the budget, not on what everybody else's wage level is. And I understand that. Having talked to them, I understand where they're coming from. You know, because they're all in the same fire. The other guys are getting paid a lot more than they are.
I understand that.
Yeah.
However, let's look at the differences. In excess of 80% of the local fire departments, calls are for emergency medical services, not for fires at all. And frankly, many of them are EMTs, and that requires a higher level of training than a CAL FIRE guy gets. Furthermore, CAL FIRE guys respond to structure fires their main job is forest fires, sometimes involving structures.
Right.
City firefighters' main job is structures who back up the forest fire guys because of mutual aid agreements. You know, so there's a difference in training, number one, difference in responsibility, number two, and I don't disagree that the CAL FIRE guys deserve more money, but I totally disagree that it ought to be pegged to an average of anything, because that exacerbates our whole problem with regard to paying wages. Now, take the Reading Police Department. And several years ago, we couldn't hire, and this is when I was on the council, we could not hire a cop because our wages were so low. And we raised the wages as a council, so we could actually hire somebody. And, you know, you do what you got to do. CAL FIRE's problem isn't they can't hire firemen. Their problem is they can't keep them because they graduate,
Like our sheriff's department and the deputies.
Yeah.
Once they get a good deputy trained, he's going to go someplace else.
Right. Well, I'm not sure I see anything wrong with that.
Well, no, I mean, but the problem you have there, this is the only thing I can say, is I've talked to them before. I understand what they're saying. Hey, we're out there. We're fighting the same fire. I'm getting half of what he's getting. You know, it should be a little bit, you know, it should be fair. Now, I understand also, too, trying to peg it to something is going to be really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But I had not thought of it like you did there. So, a new viewpoint that people have heard. We're going to take a break for the news. When we come back, we've got other things to talk about. I'd really like to talk about the what happened with the DRBA, the Downtown Reading Business Association, front page news.
Let's
front page news, but hey, everybody, do you know where your tax dollars are going? Well, we're going to talk about that when we get back from the news.
Are you a member of the DRBA?
I was on, and I've told everybody, I was on their, on the committee there about the last 3 months it was open. You know, I was asked to come in and help. And
so you're part of the problem.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I was part of the problem, and I'm proud of it. We'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A Mexican newspaper says Donald Trump caught Mexico off guard by accepting the invitation from the country's president to pay a visit, which Trump is going to do this afternoon. Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway says voters can look to Trump's acceptance speech at the Republican convention for guidance on whether his plans to deal with people in this country illegally include creating a so-called deportation force, as she explained on NBC's Today Show.
He does not talk about a deportation force there, but he makes very clear that he hasn't changed his position at all in terms of enforcing law. Do you know what might happen if we actually enforce the immigration laws in this country? I don't, because we never bothered to do so.
Appearing on CBS's This Morning was Trump's running mate Mike Pence, who said that Trump is beginning a relationship with Mexico, showing a lot of leadership as he does so.
I think it shows the kind of broad-shouldered leader he is. He's willing to sit down with people with whom he may have strong differences of opinion to look for things that we can work on together.
It wasn't so very long ago that the Mexican president referred to Trump, as compared him anyway, to Adolf Hitler. A tropical storm warning issued for a section of Florida's Gulf Coast as a tropical depression approaches. National Hurricane Center forecaster Dennis Felton says the outlook is improving for North Carolina beaches.
The direct impacts of the tropical cyclone are moving away. If there's any lingering showers, it's just on the extreme eastern part of North Carolina. But the impacts from this tropical cyclone are definitely moving away from North Carolina.
A private survey finds U.S. businesses added a solid 177,000 jobs in August. Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi says the latest numbers show the job picture continues to improve.
The labor market is sturdy. Strong, the rate of job creation, very good.
Zandi says the worst appears to be over for job losses in the energy sector. On Wall Street at this hour, it's been a struggle for the major indexes, and the Dow right now is down by just about 66 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said, but it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. That's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn, well, it's not going to be your turn because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with the flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Fire officials say a wildfire tearing through brush east of Los Angeles has forced about 700 people from their homes and destroyed a small building.
We're bringing everything out on this. You see, we've got agencies from all around Southern California here, as well as all the air support and dozers that have been coming in.
You're listening there to CAL FIRE Captain Scott Visgak. He said on KESQ-TV that air support, bulldozers, and crews from all over Southern California have converged on the fire to try and stop it in its tracks.
We want to keep it small as we possibly can, and we just don't need this getting up into the forest.
The Riverside County Fire Department says a fast-moving blaze has prompted the evacuation of at least 200 homes as it raced through about a square mile of drought-dry hills near Banning. A federal appeals court has tossed out a $654 million jury verdict against a Palestine Liberation Organization. It was one that involved damages for Americans affected by terrorist attacks. Breaking news at townhall.com. Pennsylvania now has itself a new attorney general.
Governor Tom Wolf says Bruce Beamer has the experience and skills to begin healing an office racked by infighting and scandal. Beamer was Kathleen Kane's top deputy, but he later clashed publicly with her and provided testimony that helped prosecutors convict her. Wolf says Beamer is trusted by rank-and-file employees of the state's top law enforcement office and understands how to restore public trust.
As correspondent Rich Thomason reporting, more Americans signed contracts to purchase homes in July. It was a sign that demand for home ownership does remain strong right now, despite a shortage of listings on the market. The National Association of Realtors says its seasonally adjusted pending home sales index rose by 1.3% to a figure of 111.3, the highest reading on its scale since the month of April. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Linda is not with us today because Ken Murray is. So, good morning, Ken.
I am no replacement for Linda.
That's absolutely true. It is 6 minutes hour of 8 o'clock right here. 530-605-4567 is our phone number to call in. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bad bomb.
Plentiful sunshine, a high of only 91 degrees today. Get out there and enjoy it while you can as we start heading into the end game of summer. Overnight low of 60. Got some afternoon clouds on tap tomorrow, but no precipitation is anticipated. Overnight lows will be down in the good sleeping weather range, down below 60 degrees. Right now in Reading, we are at 66. And this brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. You know what? If you've got any type of problems with your air conditioner or heaters, they are the ones to go to. Voted best in the North State last year. Lots of experience. A veteran-owned business. They are there to help you and to get the job done. And they are just truly professional, but they treat you like family. 221-2642 is their phone number. That's 221-2642. Or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Hey, I want to do shout-outs to people I saw last night at the George Winston concert. Wow. You know what? I don't go to a lot of concerts. And, you know, this guy comes out. He's a pianist. And, you know, Bob knows him. Of course, Linda knows all about him. And I didn't know that much about the gentleman. Marcus and Kelly and so many others were out there to help, to be there and to support the fundraiser. And what it was a fundraiser for the food banks, for One Safe Place and the Good News Rescue Mission. But this gentleman goes around, he's world famous and for his piano playing. And I had the good fortune to meet him on Monday in kind of a meet and greet. And then what a nice guy. What a nice guy. Very soft-spoken. He works in the middle of the night. That's where he does his work. Then after he finishes up like about 8 o'clock in the morning, he goes to bed. But that's where he works. But last night, he came out, and what a virtuoso this guy is. And just playing the piano, and he's playing anything. He was playing everything, including something from The Doors, the music group with Jim Morrison and The Doors. And Fats Waller, it was just so good. But you got the feeling you were watching a man that was so into his music. It was for him. You know, he was trying to be the best, trying to make it even better. You know, do you know what I'm talking about? You see people like that. We were fortunate to be able to share that because we're there with him. Mm-hmm. And then he stops after he's done the first set, and he gets his guitar out. And this guy can play the guitar. Just absolutely fabulous. Takes a break, comes back, plays the piano. Then he takes a harmonica out. And in his case, they call them the mouth organs. Let me tell you something. In his hands, you could see what people are talking about. The difference between a harmonica and what he was doing is just, it was indescribable. It was that good. Great music. And then he played the guitar again, and that was it. And I tell you what, it was 2 hours of solid entertainment. So thank him so much for being here. And for the people that didn't get a chance to listen to this man, I'm sorry you did. I mean, you're going to be able to buy his CDs. But until you're there watching him, where he's got his hand inside the piano, when he's playing, you know, so he's got his hand on the wires there. And so he thump, 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 thump. It was great.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you so much for everybody for bringing him in.
He developed a whole style.
Oh, my gosh.
His work. Yeah.
He plays without his shoes on because he allowed, first of all, he says, I clap, you know, I stamp my feet, and it takes away from the music. Okay, we're ready to go. All right, Ken.
Downtown Business Association.
I'm ready, man.
City spent between $1,700 and $5,000 to find out that $22 was misaccounted for, and that seems a little rude.
How about extravagant? They say they spent $1,700 so far. I bet you will see if you go under the Freedom of Information Act, because they're not going to volunteer it. It's going to be closer to $4,000 that they've spent on this. Over a $22.
I don't think you have to go through an Freedom of Information. I mean, just ask them. They'll tell you. I mean, I've never had any problem getting any information. But let's go back in history.
Okay.
Downtown Mall was built with something like 90% support from the community back in the early 1970s. I worked downtown when it was a downtown with, you know, Eaton's Drugs and Woolworth and all that stuff. And the Cascade Theater was actually showing movies and things like that. I worked down there. Community felt it was falling behind. We were becoming a nothing community after I-5 was created in the 60s instead of 273 coming right through downtown. So the residents of the community were wildly supportive in the main of the downtown mall. And it was within 2 years of building the downtown mall, the Mount Shasta Mall was built, and the downtown mall went down the toilet. The reason the downtown mall was a failure, in my opinion, was that it had multiple owners, and the owners couldn't agree on anything. They couldn't agree on common advertising. They couldn't agree on common hours of being open. It could have been successful if it had been owned by somebody.
Now, they enclosed it, right?
Yeah, they put
the whole thing was enclosed. Right, and this is one right down the street here.
Right.
Which never successfully kept the rain out, I might add.
But nonetheless, it could have been successful.
Right.
Had there been a structure in place.
A benevolent dictator. Right.
But everybody was their own god, and they couldn't agree on anything. Okay? So the successor. Now, the roof came off the mall because I came up with a plan to get rid of the roof when I was on the council.
When did that come off?
Oh, about...
It was while we were here living here.
Yeah, about 6-7 years ago.
Right.
People have been wanting to take the floor to the place for a long time.
Before we came right down here, but okay, so he took it down.
Anyway, I came up with a plan, got the council to agree on the plan, and we got rid of the roof on the mall because...
So that was going to make it a success.
That was going to make it a success. But
another mistake.
Well, again, then we have the formation...
How much did that cost?
Taking it off, $3 million.
And it was going to?
It was going to get rid of all the complaints from all the business owners downtown that said that if we didn't have the damn roof, we'd have a better chance of success.
And what happened?
It didn't work.
Okay.
Because the downtown business owners still couldn't agree on anything. And then the Downtown Business Owners Association was formed. It was bigger than the mall itself. It encompassed a larger geographic area. And they were going to tax themselves for the purpose of reinvigorating the downtown area. You know, it went however it went. the lack of record keeping apparently triggered a city council person to say, wait a minute, time out, something's wrong here, and wound up in the demise. And you know more about that than I do.
I was, and okay, as everybody knows, is that I was asked to be on the committee, the steering committee of the DRBA about 3 months before it all came apart. And let me tell you, there was record keeping, first of all. There were minutes and all this. The thing that happened, we went in for to show this is our budget this year, was that, you know, let's just say it. Christian Schrader, you said a city council member, Christian Schrader said, I don't think the money, there is no accountability for the money, which absolutely was not true. That was not true. And the fact that we were not going under the Brown Act. Now, that was true because nobody knew the DRBA was supposed to be under the Brown Act. Did you know that?
Did
you know we fell under the Brown Act?
We
didn't know it because nobody had ever said it. We were not the original people there. The people that were there were not the original DRBA. They came in as people left. Mm-hmm. And they went in and volunteered their time to do things like provide money to the 2030 Club so that they could have the downtown Christmas parade, bicycles for police when we couldn't afford them, all these things, and then be accused of mismanagement of the money and not being open and transparent when these meetings are open and there were minutes taken and all this. They had their own representative from the city sitting in these meetings who didn't know it was supposed to be under the Brown Act. Mm-hmm. So this whole thing comes together. So instead of just saying, hey, let's, figure out how we can, fix this, they voted to do away with the DRBA. And this was Christian Schrader. Mm-hmm. And so, fine. And then they said, but we want to know how you've mismanaged the money. So they hired an outside financial expert to go through the books. And what they have found after a year, $1,700 so far, it'll be closer to $4,000, is that $22 did not agree with one of the invoices. Now, it didn't say if it was we paid too little or too much. But the whole thing was based on something that could have been fixed easily in a meeting. The DRBA could still be there, still providing support for downtown businesses and for things going on. So now, if you look at the front page, $1,700 spent so far, and it'll be more than that. $22. They found $22, and they didn't say if it was over or under, and then that every other business now gets $13 back.
All right. Let's, without commenting on Ms. Schrader's involvement
zeal.
In the
zeal
whole thing,
in this.
Whatever. The fact is, if I just read the article in the newspaper this morning, there weren't any books. They had to go through canceled checks to find it out, and you shouldn't have to do that.
Well, I tell you what, when the last group left, from what I understand, and I would hope that if Vint is listening, he'll come in and he'll give us a call and explain it exactly, because we've got to take a break right now, is that all those books disappeared. Everything left. And so they started practically from scratch, but they have the checkbooks there, and even if they went through the canceled checks, they had them all there. They were all there. There was nothing missing. Every dollar was accounted for. So there was no mismanagement of funds. And I would like to hear the city council.
Hold it. If you don't have books,
the guys
you got a problem.
They accounted for every dollar that came into the DRBA.
The hard way.
Well, so you know what? You inherit this. You know, when you don't have it from before, you start from scratch.
I get it, Carl.
Yeah, I know you get it.
I'm not saying anybody did anything
wrong.
Well,
I know. I didn't sign checks or anything. And, God knows I can just barely balance my own checkbook. But I do know that the people on that committee are honest, hardworking people. To give their own time for this and be accused of things like this was, frankly, a mud smearing shot by a politician who should never have done it.
Let's be clear. I didn't accuse anybody of anything.
Oh, no, I know that. And Jim, if you hang on to right after the breaks, which I'm already running 4 minutes late, you'll be first up. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's no better time than today to head into Renting Kia during the top quality sales event. Here's your best deal on a 2016 Kia Optima. Zero down, zero first month payment, zero security deposit, and $249 per month plus tax. ID 079711. Zero down, zero first month payment, zero security deposit, and $249 per month to lease a brand new Optima.
36 months, 36,000 miles.
Or how about a rock-solid Kia Sedona compared with Odyssey and Sienna? Now $25,895 after $1,000 Kia customer cash. ID 185685.
This is not your mama's minivan.
One at this price, nine in stock. And every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any deal document processing charge must lease through Kia Motors Finance for Optima offer. Mileage penalty, 20 cents per mile over 36,000 miles on approval of credit subject to prior sale.
Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue. ReddingKia.com. Sale ends September 5th.
On Saturday, September 10th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad David here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural. Show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 10th, at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at OrchardNutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Yeah, the boys are back in town. Carl Bott and Ken Murray, 23 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, 66 degrees, going up to 91 today. It's going to be a great day out there. Shasta Gas Propane brings the weather reports. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. If you're going to buy a gun, whether it's a pistol or a long gun, go to Bastiani Arms. That's where I buy my guns. Great customer service. Yeah, why? Great customer service. They always have somebody there that's knowledgeable and able to help you. They got great gunsmithing there if you want to get some work done on your firearms. They have every accessory you could possibly want, from reloading to optics, and they have great classes there on CCW and pistol safety and hunter safety. All of this at Bastiani Arms, locally owned, locally operated, great discounts for veterans. It's located at 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. Give them a call, 222-8222. They're open Tuesday through Saturday. All right, let's go to the phones. Jim, thanks for waiting. Sorry, man.
Well, that's okay. Hey, your lucky day today, Carl. You've got Ken Murray sitting there with you, and if anybody can find anything out, that's Ken. I'll tell you what, you may not like the way he does it, but he does it. He will find it out.
And what he can't find out, he might even make up for you. So, no, you're right, Jim. No, you know what? I like it because if anybody knows where the skeletons are buried, it's Ken. And a lot of these skeletons, he buried. So,
no.
Yeah. You got a question, Jim, or you just, was that just a comment, which is a great comment, by the way?
No, this comment's all I wanted to say. Just that if you were talking about you wanted to find it out, well, you got it right there.
Okay.
Right in front of you.
All right.
He can find it out for you.
Thanks, Jim. All right. Hey,
there is something I want to find out.
Okay, wait a minute. We buried the DRBA. Yeah. I think that, but last thought on the DRBA is this.
Oh, we haven't buried it yet.
No, we haven't buried it yet. It's still gasping. It's on here on the side. Is that here was an association of people that really wanted to do good things for downtown Reading business. And now they're no longer there. There is nothing there now to kind of take their place. You have Viva Downtown, which is good. It's really a good association, too. But it doesn't do the things. They don't have the money that was pumped into it from the taxes that people voluntarily, you know, they didn't voluntarily, but they paid.
No, they did volunteer.
Well, a lot of it was, but they could, I think that.
No, it was a voluntary thing.
Well, anyway, but so in any case, there's, you know, like $12,000 that's not going to the Christmas parade. That's money that's not going to clean the streets. It's just money that's not there anymore to help build. Right at the time, we really needed that association because so much stuff is starting to come downtown. You know, everybody wants to rebuild and revitalize the downtown.
Let's be really clear about that because that's important.
Yeah.
The Downtown Business Association voluntarily taxed themselves. The city council did not impose a tax on DRBA. They did it to themselves and were responsible for spending the money, and which is proof that the downtown business owners took a responsible approach to making the downtown a better place. I mean, I don't have anything bad to say about that at all.
And, you know, and let me go back to Kristen Schrader. I think she made a total mistake on this. Now, with that in mind, I applaud Kristen Schrader for what she has done to try and address the homeless problem. She has taken that on foursquare. She is the only one that's done it. She's gone out and found private funding to do this, you know, and to start at least something going, which it's a form of leadership that is woefully, woefully missing in that city council.
Let's talk about that. Having had some experience with city councils myself.
Yeah, I know. We have Stillwater. We have unfunded liabilities so high that we can't see the top of them. How much of that should we thank you for?
You can thank me or blame me for anything you want, Carl. I'm not, you know. You're the purveyor of myth. If you want to know the truth, ask me.
The purveyor of myth?
Yeah, ask me a question. I mean, John Kennedy said that myth is more powerful than reality.
Never let the truth get in the way of a good story. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really.
All right. Well, let's go back to leadership. What were you going to say?
I was going to say that it's leadership by committee, and leadership by committee is not the same. I mean, it's a function of how we are established as a government. I mean, I know from having been there that you can have five people who are leaders in their own right sit down as a committee and agree on the five top problems that need to be addressed by the city council and not agree on the order in which to attack them, and therefore none of them get done. Okay? What kind of leadership do you want?
I want leadership that can build a consensus and get three votes to move forward on something. If they all agree that crime is a problem in this city, which they all did 2 years ago, then, I mean.
That is leadership. So Brent Weaver exhibited some leadership, right? He got a consensus.
Well, that consensus. Yeah, you're right. There it was 2 years ago. But what's happened since then?
I'd ask you.
I would say that mostly nothing has happened. We're waiting for a possible tax measure to pass. And if it doesn't pass, what happens then?
I don't know, but listening to your candidates, I don't think where are the solutions? You've interviewed all the candidates. Where are their solutions? Anybody offer a solution to anything?
The only thing that's been offered that I can hear that's on a positive sense.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they all talk about building, you know, making the pie bigger. And I haven't figured out how they're going to do that yet. When I say making the pie bigger, bringing in more business. Not that the government's going to be, and we've already talked about that, you know, blah, blah, blah. Adam McElvain has talked about a positive movement to bring a high speed or fiber optic cable.
I talked about that 15 years ago.
Well, that's good because it hasn't happened, but we need that. But that's a forward-thinking person about addressing some of the problems that way.
Wait a minute. Let's just talk about that, okay? I brought that same idea to the city council several years ago. The first city in California to have high-speed internet was Palo Alto, and they'd use the electric utility that the city of Palo Alto owned, just like REU, okay, and they brought it into being, okay? I brought that to the Redding City Council, couldn't get any agreement on it.
Right.
Okay, so
right.
Let's go back to your idea of leadership, okay? Brent Weaver comes on, gets a consensus to do something, establish a blueprint for public safety. If McIlvain is elected, he's got to come on and get a consensus to do anything. But just because you have a good idea doesn't mean it gets done. You have to be a consensus builder to get anything done in our system.
Would you say a good leader can build consensus?
Not necessarily.
We're going to take a break. It's 8:30. I'm going to get back on time here. I would.
When it's your turn to start the conversation, you take all the time you want. When it's my turn, you got to take a break.
Because you're not looking at the clock, and I am. Because you're not.
And it's your show.
And it's my show, and you're not paying the bills. Let's start right at the top right there, Ken. You're here because we like you. Because you bring in controversy, and not controversy, but you bring in a different viewpoint from your background. And I love to hear it, and I think a lot of people do. Anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by WellCare MD. Maybe the medical care of the future. One of the first practices in Redding to offer direct primary care for a simple, convenient, fair, flat monthly fee. Doctor-patient relationship that's personal and simple and direct. One flat monthly fee provides unlimited access to your doctor, as well as 24/7 access to her, Dr. Jill, via text, email, or phone. They don't accept health insurance at WellCare MD, but like I said, it's a flat monthly fee that provides unlimited access. Close monitoring of chronic illnesses, after-hours care, email, phone, and text messaging, all of this at WellCare MD. For more information, call 262-6626 or visit them on the web at WellCare MD. We'll be right back after these messages with Ken Murray. It is 8:31 here, the morning of 31 August, 66 degrees, going up to 93.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
Rain, wind, and cold will arrive sooner than you think. Now through October 2nd, use online coupons and save up to $300 when you purchase a new Quadrifier wood, gas, or pellet stove, insert, or fireplace during Guidance kick off the winter season sale with steep discounts on floor models. And Guidance will haul off your old stove for free. Nobody knows more about wood, gas, pellet stoves, fireplaces, and inserts than Guidance Pool and Stove Center and Quadrifier. Buy the best and enjoy big savings. Your family will enjoy cozy winters and energy efficiency for years to come. See us today at Guidance Pool and Stove Center, 2305 Larkspur Lane, Reading. Remember, it's not too early to save.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Ken Murray. Here on Wednesday, the 31st of August, it's 26 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. 66 degrees, going up to 93 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Went in there yesterday. The greatest haircuts in the world right there. What can I say? Man's last stronghold. This place is just outstanding. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. A great place. Hey, I want to remind everybody that the Shasta Library Foundation is hosting Taste of Cuba on September 10th. It returns to the Civic Auditorium for its 7th annual Taste of event. This year they're going to have they're going to Havana, not really, but to Havana right here in town, for an evening of Cuban cuisine, a live and silent auction, cigar rolling, marketplace entertainment, and dancing to the music of the Pat Karch Band. All the proceeds benefit the Shasta Library Foundation Endowment Fund for Anderson, Burney, and Redding. And they had over 2.1 million visitors at the libraries here last year. So
you know,
imagine
I remember when they had Taste of Spain and you and Linda showed up. She looked like Carmen Miranda and you looked like Zorro.
Yeah, well, this year we're coming. We dress up for everyone, and we are going to be the MC. So if you want to see, what we're going to be dressed out, you got to get a seat or
do
a table.
246-0146. Do you know what you're going to be dressed up as?
I've heard rumors. They don't tell me to the very end because then at that point I go, wait a minute, it's too late. Yeah. Okay, Bob, tell us about Market Watch.
All
this,
right,
this non-Reading company that did a study on the 10 most miserable places to live in the United States.
Well, Market Watch is a subsidiary of Dow Jones, which in turn is owned by News Corporation. So these are big guys, and they do a lot of surveys and studies and things like that. And these are the sorts of things that companies look at when they're researching a new home for their operations. Now, this survey that was actually done based on 2012 data,
2012
looked at 189
data.
Metropolitan areas in the United States, recording physical and emotional health of residents, as well as financial, employment, and social indicators. The index composed of six sub-indexes that measure access to basic needs, healthy behaviors, work environment, physical health, life evaluation, and emotional health. So they ranked all these cities, 189 of them.
I didn't realize it was from 2012 until right then. Okay.
But still, you know, those are the most recent concise numbers that are available.
Anyway, and that Reading came out as
the third most miserable. According to the report in Market Watch, like I said, what we know and what we see and what we believe is not material to this, because this is what the companies, the employers, these much-desired job bringers are looking at. The report here in Market Watch says unemployment rate in the area was nearly 14% at the end of 2011, has still not fallen below 10%. Residents were among the least emotionally healthy, just 87%. Now, this is interesting. 87% of respondents said they were treated with respect in the last 24 hours. I don't know what that means. Less than any other area reviewed last year, residents also reported higher rates of depression and has one of the highest crime rates. And unfortunately, numbers that we are seeing, and just a walk down the street, are starting to bear that out. So that is what was put forth Right or wrong, that's the perception
from the 30-year-olds who put the thing together. I saw a survey on Yahoo 3 days ago that showed the top 10 places in California to retire, and Redding was number 9. Chico was number 10.
Well, I know, and see, that's the thing you have. And they said one of the most redneck cities in California was Redding. And the reason why, get this, is because of the number of fishing shops and boat places. That was two of the big things. And you've got Lake Shasta and Whiskey Town here, so of course you're going to have that. And then, you know, so it was, that was kind of specious. But the whole thing is when you see something like that, and what our perception, of course, is different now, is the town changed a lot, Ken, in the last 7 years, would you say? 8 years?
Only the homelessness, I think. The homelessness is out of control.
And how about the crime?
I don't see a significant change, personally. But, remember, I've been here almost 50 years. I know that it has changed. I used to leave my car's keys in the ignition and my wallet in the front seat and my doors unlocked.
Don't
and
do
my
that
home
anymore.
And my office, never. I don't do that anymore, and I haven't done that for about probably 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it has changed. But that's a function of population growth. I mean, when I moved here, the population in Redding was 17,000. So, the more people you have, obviously, if crooks are a certain percentage of population, the population goes up, the number of crooks goes up.
Yeah, but I imagine the real growth came in after you were there when they brought electricity to town.
Oh, give me a break. Okay. I want to talk about air conditioning. What's that guy's name? The geoengineering.
Dane Wigington. He is a local businessman, a successful businessman around here.
I hear he's a nice guy.
He is really a nice guy. I mean, you know, I've met him. When I've met him, he's a nice guy. He deeply cares about what's going on in the environment. He has a geoengineering watch website that's had 23 million hits on it.
I heard him call in, a week or something ago.
Yeah, but he's been on twice in the last couple of weeks.
So I went on and read his reports and looked at his...
The 757 page?
I read it. And I read the 80-page presidential report. And basically, I don't think they say what he says they say. I mean, those documents say that there is, quote, geoengineering. But it started in the 40s with cloud seeding to try to control rain. Everybody knows that it rains more on the western slope of the mountain than it does on the eastern slope of the mountain. And back in time, there was a thought that if you could control rain, and this came out of World War II, mm-hmm. you could improve the opportunities for our military in those miserable conditions in Europe. So silver nitrate cloud spraying has been going. I knew this in high school.
No, I think everybody did, but I think the silver nitrate that they're talking about is that wouldn't be the same as aluminum, though, right?
Well, maybe they've replaced it with aluminum, but
as far as I know,
when I look at the photographs, though, that the website claims is showing planes spraying. I don't see any evidence of planes spraying. I see ice crystals flowing over their wings. And, you know, if I were going to believe a photograph, a video of that, it would take three planes. One, the plane that is allegedly spraying, the plane behind it that's photographing the spraying, and a plane below them showing one of them with no ice crystals flowing over the wings, and the other one with ice crystals flowing on over the wings at the same altitude. You look at those photos, and they're all from below.
There's one from above.
and one there's from a, above. But they're not at the above. Same altitude, and you're right. not seeing what's happening on the wings of the plane that's taking the photographs.
Well,
so that means nothing to me. And I guess my last comment about all that is, and the thing I find troubling, because I am not a believer that we're being poisoned from the air, that if in fact, there is geoengineering going on, in its broadest sense of the term geoengineering, that has an impact on humans, then what blood tests am I going to go get from my doctor to prove it? Okay? If it's affecting my body, then there has to be some medical evidence. And all I hear and all I read in his website is anecdotal evidence. Like, well, you know, that's why I got cancer. Well, give me a break. You know, anybody can blame anything on anything. But if it's so widespread and so horrific in the North State, then I would think we would see an increase in heavy metals in our bodies that would be identified by blood tests that aren't there in other areas that don't have, quote, geoengineering. And I don't see any evidence of that. I go to my medical doctor and I say, you know, give me a CBC, complete, you know, a blood panel. They don't show anything. So where's the evidence?
There have to be a special test?
I don't care. I mean, go get the special test.
Well, no, but I mean, I'm just asking this as a question because I get a regular blood test too, you know, from.
Yeah.
But they test for certain things, you know, in your blood, you know, your cholesterol and all these things. But I don't know if they would take a special blood panel to say, okay, how much heavy metals do I have in me?
Fine. Have Mr. Ringington. What's his
Wigginton.
Name? Wigginton?
No. Wigginton.
Wigginton?
Anyway.
Whatever his name is. Have him come on and tell me what blood test I got to have to prove that he's telling the truth. Not that he's telling the truth. That in fact, there's an impact on my body. And I haven't heard that from him or seen it on his website. And for that reason, I'm not ready to buy it.
Well, I can tell you, you know, that, you know, there's things about it I don't buy either, as he and I got in an argument about. But I will not fault him on his caring and his...
I'm not doing that.
No, I know you're not. On his true sincerity on what he believes and what he has gathered in there. Anyway, hey, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. You know, whether it's a day, a week, or constant in-home care for a loved one, Sharon Clark is a person to see at Home Helpers. Give her a call at 226-8350, and she will be the one that pairs you up with the ideal attendant that she has handpicked, trained. They're all bonded, insured, trained. You're not going to get any better than this. And you want to keep your loved ones at home where they're the happiest? She's the one. Home Helpers, 226-8350. Ken Murray and I'll be right back after these messages. Roberta will get right to your phone call.
There are many stories in the news today about tragedies that occur when children and pets are left in parked vehicles on hot days. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. I thought it would be interesting to test the inside temperature of vehicles of various colors. On the day of the test, it was 100 degrees. A thermometer was placed inside the parked test vehicles. After 3 minutes, a white vehicle reached 125 degrees. A medium gold vehicle, 142 degrees. A black vehicle, 152 degrees. It's reported that temperatures may exceed 110 degrees in coming days. That means some vehicles may exceed 160 degrees inside, the temperature of a cooked hamburger. It's a paradox. The sun is necessary for life, but it can also destroy life. Be careful out there. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds Thursday, September 1st, inside Elements at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come join me, Linda Bott, as I get to sing my favorite jazz standards with some of the great North State musicians. My special guest will be Rick Hill on guitar, along with Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Garimani's on drums, and Cleveland Bonet on keyboards. That's Romance on the River Thursday, September 1st from 7 to 9 p.m. Call 247-3377 for reservations today, and we'll see you there.
Here's some important information from REU, Reading's electric utility. REU recognizes how utility costs affect our customers. We would like to take this opportunity to remind our customers that we offer special programs like our Lifeline and Lifeline Plus programs for income-qualified customers. REU also offers other customer assistance programs. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Fans of Led Zeppelin, Hendrix, and the Stones know the songs of bluesman Willie Dixon. This fall, Big Head Todd and the Monsters join forces with three second-generation blues stars, Mutt Morganfield, Billy Branch, and Ronnie Baker Brooks, to pay tribute to Willie Dixon on the Cascade Theater stage. The Big Head Blues Club comes to the Cascade Theater Thursday, September 22nd. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Ken Murray on this Wednesday. It's 66 degrees right now, going up to 93. It's going to be a beautiful week and weekend here. You know, double digits, going to be great weather. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane
easy
company customer. That's right, veteran owned with discounts for seniors and veterans. Great people down there, Chuck and Judy. 365-3793, and Dandelion Boutique is bringing us this portion of the show, 1322 Pine Street. You know, you want to make your loved one happy, hop into the Dandelion Boutique. You can find it all there. Get it from head to toe. Brighton Bags, which makes Linda very happy, is down there at Dandelion. You can find it at Dandelion, 1322 Pine Street. Give them a call, 247-1292. Let's go to the phones. Roberta.
Well, good morning, Ken. Glad to hear you there, and good morning, Carl.
Well, thank you. I kind of like thought maybe I was an afterthought there. Thank you, Roberta.
Well, he is the guest, Carl.
You're right. He is.
Well, I have spent 26 years in medicine. I have a nutritional certification. That does not make me an expert. However, as I understand it, heavy metals are stored in our fat tissue. So what is in the blood is not the story of what is going on in a cellular level. That's number one. So if Ken would like to go have some tissue samples taken, that would be interesting.
What am I looking for?
I'll take some tissue samples from Ken.
Well, you're looking for heavy metals. That's what you're looking for. That's the issue.
And if I had heavy metals, how would it appear? I don't mean at the cellular level in my life.
Yeah, toxins and heavy metals, as I understand it, are stored by the body in the fat to... it's part of the mechanism to protect our health. So if there are large amounts or more than normal amounts of heavy metals in fat tissue, then that's an indication that it may cause health issues. However, my other point is I think Dane, yes, he's concerned about people and our health, but his large issue, I think, is what is happening to the environment because of the heavy metals. And my other, my question to Ken is, was there a report in that material that you read by Dr. Rabi, a local neurologist?
I don't remember, Roberta. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well,
that was a lot of pages.
Dr. Rabi's report, because it is quite interesting in what he has viewed over his years in Reading as far as his patients.
Okay. Well, that's something we have to get to.
Yeah.
That kind of like piled down toward the bottom there as we're reading. Okay. Hey, Roberta, thanks a lot, hon.
Nice talking to you again.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Hey, there's somebody in here from Jolie. I don't know about heavy metals or anything else, but one thing I know for sure. Something is happening to the skies. I've lived here 26 years, and the lines you see on certain days can't be denied. They zigzag all over the sky and stay for hours, and they don't dissipate.
Well, it could be because of climate change.
It could be because of that. I appreciate Dane and what he has to say, and until proven to be incorrect. And again, my argument with Dane was how it got into the air and the whole thing about
being
military.
Well, I'm not buying there's a switch in an aircraft that.
Well, no, I mean, there's,
well,
no, it's got to be, well, it's a whole lot of things that have to go along with it. Anyway, hey, let's go on, move on to, with our last 6 minutes here, the tax initiatives, D and then E. D,
yeah.
Of course, is,
I know
it's for other people. I know you know everything, Ken. For other people,
no,
is
I don't.
Raising a half cent, the sales tax by a half cent. The other one is to say how it should be spent. In the initiatives. So what do you think? What do you think the chances are for that?
I think it's a no-brainer for the community.
Okay, why?
Because, A, we have a demonstrated need, I happen to, look what it did in Anderson. It worked in Anderson. It'll work here. We've got to do something about our understaffing in the police department. We've got to do something about the lack of beds in the jail. And this offers us the best chance to do it. And keep in mind something else. There's a legal challenge going on for the pilot fees, which are the paid in lieu of taxes for the Reading
right.
Electric Utility. That's going to the Supreme Court. It'll be decided sooner or later. If the pilot fees are ruled unconstitutional or whatever, if the city is ruled against, then that's a $6 million hit to the city budget, 63% of which goes to public safety.
Right.
Okay? And it doesn't affect the electric utility at all.
No, they just get $6 million back.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
They could lower our price.
It might.
By a cent.
Right.
Okay.
So you're saying we have to do it. There's not another avenue open to us.
Here's my thought on that is two things. One is one of the taxes that's supposed to sunset during this time frame, too.
10 years.
Yeah. It's supposed to. Well, no, not this one, but another state tax is supposed to sunset. Now, whether it will or not is moxonics. But this one, and that's what I asked Gary Catt. I said, okay, Gary. And what are you going to do? We do have unfunded liabilities. We do have these things. Our tax revenues are kind of static or just barely going up. I mean, the whole country is at 1.2% GDP.
I listened to that interview, and I never heard Gary answer your question.
Well, and that's it. That what are we going to do? And I ask everybody, what are we going to do then? We all agree that we're going to need more money. Well, where's this going to come from? I mean, okay, sure, we may grow the pie, and we all of a sudden our tax revenues go up and all that, but we don't know that for sure. Now, the part I don't agree with is the fact that we need some kind of all-seeing oversight committee that they're not going to listen to anyway. Why would we even need that?
I think that's just a...
it's just window dressing to say, oh, look, you can see that we're going to spend the money this way. No, the Oversight Committee has nothing to do with it. They can, only thing they're going to do is say report twice a year where that money goes to. And if the city council wants to spend it in another direction, they can do it.
That's absolutely correct.
So that, to me, is ridiculous, and I don't even know why we do it.
So it's a waste of money to have the Oversight Committee.
Yeah,
that doesn't
that's
mean
what I mean.
That doesn't mean it's wrong to do the tax.
Oh, no, I didn't say that.
We
I'm
have
talking
city council people. We elected them
that.
To do
right.
that.
That's right. And they do away with other commissions. Like, they didn't like the Electric Commission. They did away with it. They did away with other things. Why would they want to say, oh, we're having an Oversight Committee because you people can't trust us?
It's because...
Is that it?
No, that's exactly what it is.
Because, of course it is.
Because there is a segment of the population that thinks if you're elected, you're probably corrupt.
He says, I don't trust them.
Yeah.
But it makes no difference what this commission says. This commission can say, hey, you only spent 46% on safety and all these things, and the other went for this other stuff. You can't do that. And okay, the city council can go...
Throw the question out to your chat room. Say, okay, guys... You don't trust the city council? What's your solution?
Well, the whole thing is you
We have need to. More money.
Well, that's what I've said. I said, even if that, I mean, we're going to need more money. There's 1,000 things that have to be done with this money. I'd like to see that plan be a lot more specific, but I don't see any way around this,
I don't either.
Frankly. Okay. Anyway, and again, I think the idea of putting an oversight committee on there is ridiculous because nobody has to listen to them, and they can do away with them anyway. So,
yeah, anyway. And we can do away with the city council, we the voters.
Well, I think that if we all want to change,
that's the ultimate control.
We start this year, and we didn't get a chance to talk about that. All right, hey, tomorrow Sharon Clark's going to come in and be my co-host, or I'll be her co-host, and got a lot of things going on tomorrow too. Remember, thanks a lot, Ken Murray. It's about the last time Ken will be here.
No, I'll be back Friday for the whole day.
Oh, that's right.
I'll be back.
Oh, that's right. He's going to be back Friday. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my
news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. What do you say to someone who has compared you to Adolf Hitler? That's the challenge facing Donald Trump as he meets Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto later today. Trump travels south of the border ahead of his immigration speech tonight in Arizona. Correspondent Mark Stevenson in Mexico City says his Mexican visit could give Trump's White House bid a boost.
Donald Trump has proved to be a very agile political operator who may try to put his own spin on this meeting. And given that it is closed-door private meetings, nobody will really know what went on there, and then Mr. Trump may give his own version of it.
Given Trump's controversial remarks on illegal immigrants and the border wall, expect protests today when the Republican standard-bearer arrives in Mexico. As for that speech in Arizona tonight.
What you'll hear tonight is Donald Trump will reinforce a commitment to strong borders, to building a wall, to...